10 years after Mary Beth Armstrong and Melissa Bolds, eighth grade teachers at Round County Middle School, attended a program called Reading the River, they began a similar program. Armstrong says that after the workshop, they decided to do a mini Reading the River with their students.
That's where this environmental day came from, because it was such a great experience for us. We were so excited about being outdoors. We learned so much about water quality and why it's important that each of us take a part in taking care of the water. So we wanted to share that with our students.
The eighth grade field trip to Robert Elementary's outdoor classroom developed into Environmental Day. As more than just an informational lecture, the outdoor environment made for an exercise many students were not accustomed to. Armstrong says that it's important for students to take on the responsibility of taking care of their watershed.
A lot of our students don't have the experience of being outdoors. They don't understand why we have a responsibility to take care of our watershed. They don't understand, you know, when they turn the tap on at their homes to get water, they don't understand that there's a process of taking care of that water so that it's less expensive for them when they turn on the tap, that it's important that they take care of the water out in nature, so that when it comes out their tap, they're not paying so much for it and it's safe to drink.
During the outdoor learning experience, students participated in multiple water care activities, which in turn spiked their interest in the subject. Camuel Hart, an eighth grader at Round County Middle School, really enjoyed his time in the activities his class was a part of.
Working in the field, hands-on, helps a lot of people learn more effectively than sitting and memorizing from textbooks or copying notes, because it gives you a good look into what an actual scientist would do rather than talking about what one would do.
They check for dissolved oxygen, they check for the pH level, and we talk about that in the classroom before we come out to the creek, and then we'll talk about it again when we go back in. We did macroinvertebrate studies because we talked about how macroinvertebrates are used to determine water quality. It's a bioassessment. It's a real cheap, inexpensive way that we can find out what the quality of water is like in a particular area. And then the kids also do habitat assessments so we can see what kind of human impact we've had from building parking lots or from converting land from forest land to farmland. How all of that, the way we use our land, has an impact on the stream.
Mary Beth Armstrong with Round County Middle School. Through her work and that of Melissa Bolds, 8th grade students at Round County Middle School are able to experience Environmental Day each year. I'm Erin Rummage with the Environmental Center for Education at Morehead State University.